Turn with me, if you would, back to Psalm 139. And while you're turning there, I'll tell you, I failed to put it in the bulletin, that Brother Darvin Pruitt, who is the pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Louisville, Arkansas, and Cindy's father, he'll be with us Wednesday night. And if you would like to be here, I'm sure it'll be a great blessing. Psalm 139, let's read verses 23 and 24 again. David said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Can you relate to that man? Can you relate to his cry? "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." I want to focus for just a moment on that last line, that very last line. He said at the end of verse 24, "Lead me in the way everlasting." Lead me in the way everlasting. That's the title of our message, The Way Everlasting. That's what David asked for. That was his request. Lead me in the way everlasting. There are so many ways that man has come up with for himself. There are so many ways. And my heart breaks for men and women. I want to be as just honest and sincere with you as I can be. My heart breaks for men and women. And I don't say that in an arrogant way. I don't say that boastfully. But for the grace of God, we would all be in our own way right now. But for God's grace, we would be in our own way. Because that's what man does. That's what the flesh of man does. Man arrogantly thinks he's right. You're wrong and I'm right. That's what we do in everything. Doesn't matter what it is. Well, let me tell you what I think. So man has a way. There are just so many ways that mankind has come up with for life, for this life, and in man's own mind, for eternity, for the life that is to come. But David said at the end of this psalm, and all of God's people say this with David, all of us say this same thing. This is what David was saying right here. He said, "I don't want any of those ways. I don't want any of them. I don't want any of the artificial, insufficient ways that man has come up with." And there's a very critical reason why. A very critical reason why. Look with me, if you would, at Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs 14, verse 12, it says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." There is a way that seems right to a man. He's convinced. or a woman. She's convinced. Convinced. If I could say anything to men and women right now, it would be, don't trust yourself. Trust the Lord. Don't believe yourself. Believe the Lord. Like we just heard, count everything you knew and have done and all that stuff dunk. And look to this right here, whatever this says. Because there is a way that seems so right to a man. Man just picks out a way and he hangs his soul on that way for eternal salvation. He hangs his soul on that way. And man in his blindness will look at what God says concerning the way and he'll say, well, I don't want to see that. I don't want to believe that. I don't need to know that. I have my own way. And all of those ways, all of those man-made ways that man latches on to and looks to and hopes in, they all lead to destruction. Solomon, who penned Proverbs here, the wisest man on this earth, under the inspiration of God, he said, be warned. Be warned. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. If it's not the way that God has recorded in His Word, it's always death. Always. The way of man always leads to death. Always. It never leads to life. Our Lord Himself warned us of that. Look with me, if you would, at Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 says, enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. That's a shocking portion of Scripture. There is a broad way that masses of people are going down. Masses of people. Why do men and women so desperately want to go the broad way? It leads to destruction. Why do men and women want to go that broad way? What is the broad way? It's the way of man. It's the way of man. It's the will of man. We were driving back from vacation, and I passed church after church after church. We went through three states, and I cannot tell you how many church signs I saw that said Free Will Baptist Church. I can't tell you how many signs. Every time I saw one, that name, it doesn't really matter what a man or a congregation puts on their sign. If it's not the preaching and the teaching and the holding to the Word of God, it's all destruction. But that name, that's a free will, man's free will, Baptist Church. And every time I saw one, I thought, bless their hearts. I was thinking about these poor men and women who show up in their Sunday best. And my heart broke for them. Honestly, I have this one in my brain. I saw this one, Free Will Baptist Church. And I thought, I wish so desperately that they could hear the message of God's will. I wish so desperately that God would send a man in there to boldly, lovingly declare the message of God's will to them. And I wish they could hear it, and I wish they would receive it with broken hearts. And I wish they would run out into the yard of that building and change that sign to God's Will Baptist Church. That's what sovereign grace means, God's will. The way of man is the will of man. The way of man is the work of man. The salvation that's at the hands of man himself. That is what our Lord is referring to when he says the broad way, the way of man. Our Lord said that way leads to destruction. Every way that is not the way, it leads to destruction. David said, Lord, lead me in the way. There's only one. There's not another gospel, is there? There's only one. There's not another way. There's only one. Every other way that is not the way is destruction. So all of God's people say with David, Lord, lead us away from those ways and lead us into the way everlasting. Lead us into the way of life. We want the way of life. Jeremiah said, ask for the old paths. All the paths of the Lord lead to one way. All the paths of the Lord lead to one way. Jeremiah said, ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And you'll find rest for your soul. Ask for the old path. Psalm 23 calls it the path of righteousness. It's a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Not the new path of man's works and man's way, the old path that has foundations, the path that is built on, the path that consists of, the path that leads to the very righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Bring me to Him. Bring me to Him. I've told you before what a very dear brother named Bob Ponser said to Brother Larry Chris one time just before he stood up to preach. Brother Bob leaned up and he said, Brother Larry, do you have something new and stale or old and fresh for us today? Give me the old paths. There's only one way that leads to everlasting life. And David said, Lord, I desperately want that way. I say that this morning. I believe you say that this morning. Lord, I desperately want that way. Please lead me in that way. Lead us in the way everlasting. What is the way everlasting? What is the only way that there is? What is the way? If the Lord leads us in that way, where will we end up? If the Lord leads us to that way, where will we end up? Turn with me over to John 14. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If life everlasting is going to come to us, we're going to have to be led to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to have to be led to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the only way. man's ways are all going to burn up with the men and women who trust in their own ways. They're going to come to nothing. But the way of the Lord Jesus Christ is life everlasting. He is the way, He is the truth, He is the life. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God, the wrath of God abides on him. Peter gave us a good example of what is not the way. At the end of verse 13, if you look at the end of John 13, he had his own way right here that he'd come up with. John 13, verse 36, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Two things wrong with that. Number one, Peter said the word I just a few too many times. I. But listen to what he said. This was his way of life and survival. And he said, I will lay down my life for thy sake. Is that not man's way? Is that not the way of man? I'll lay down my life for thy sake. Verse 38, Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. The Lord said, Peter, that way leads to destruction. Peter, you're going to fall. You hold to that way, you're going to fall. You won't stand. But he said in chapter 14, verse 1, I absolutely love these two verses back to back. The translators of this Bible put chapter 14 in there. This was not written with chapter 14 in there. These two verses were written back to back, all right? John 13, verse 38, Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Don't worry, I'm not going to let you look to yourself, Peter. I'm not going to allow you to follow the way of man. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to lay hold of you. And I'm going to put you in my way. Let not your heart be troubled. Peter, I've had mercy on you. In spite of your bent desire for your own way. And that's what this flesh has. A bent desire for its own way. But God says to each one of His people, like He said to Peter, I've laid hold of you. I've already apprehended you. And I've led you and put you in the way everlasting. In my way. The way of my life. Peter, not yours. He is our life. He is our life. The way of my work, Peter, not yours. He is our work. Well, don't you need to let your good works show before God? Yes, they do. Christ is my good works. He said, the way of my righteousness, Peter, not yours. My goodness, my perfection. The way of my death, Peter, so it won't be yours. I gave my blood at my willing hand, Peter, so yours won't be required of you. That's Christ's way. That's the only way that's everlasting. That is the only way. The only way. Once Peter realized that, he said, Lord, lead me to you. That has to be revealed. A man on his own, he cannot realize the way of God, the way of Christ, that has to be revealed to him. The Lord himself has to reveal that. And once it's revealed, God's people say, I submit to that way gladly. The Lord was washing their feet one time and he came to Peter. And Peter said, you're not going to wash my feet. And the Lord said, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me. He said, wash me head to toe. Wash all of me. Lead me to you. Lead me to you. I pray that every soul here will say, Lord, lead me to you. I would strongly encourage us in our hearts, silently, with sincerity, to say, Lord, lead me to you. Whether I realize how badly I need to be led to you or not, lead me to you. Lead me to you. Lead me. Lead me. Lead me. That means don't just tell me how to get there. Be with me. Don't forsake me. Don't you want the Lord to be with you? Take my hand and lead me. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort wrought. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still. And that word still says to me that I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing. And I'm somewhere I shouldn't be. But still, God's hand will lead me in spite of me. The way of our Lord led us to deliverance. Deliverance, not determination to do better and to try harder to stop sinning and all that. Deliverance. The way of the Lord leads his people to deliverance. The way of our Lord led us to redemption. Think about what the word redemption means. Redemption. Not probation. Redemption. Full redemption. The way of our Lord led us to justice and judgment. And the reason is because it led us to the cross. The way everlasting was the way of the cross. We were led that way in the Lord Jesus Christ. We were led that way with the Lord Jesus Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. It was death that led us to life. His death, our life. The way of our Lord led us to holiness. Boy, how wonderful is that? Purity, perfection in Him. He loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. The way of our Lord led us to glory. Led us to glory. And even though we physically haven't laid eyes on it yet, we have an eternal inheritance waiting for us in Him. Look at chapter 14 here, John 14, verse 1. The Lord said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The only way that a soul can come to the Father is by, through, in the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way that a soul can come. And in Christ, there is no possible way that a soul cannot come. The only way a soul can come is in Him. And in Him, there's no way a soul can't come. No way. There's no way that a soul cannot be led to the Father. The only way to have life is in the death that Christ accomplished for his people. And in that death that he accomplished and gave to his people, there's no way that they cannot have life. No possible way. They must obtain life. It's Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again and is seated at the right hand of God. That means the seat of honor. The seat of authority. The one who came with the will in his heart to do this for his people and did it for his people is the one who is seated on the throne now with all authority, saying what happens to they must have life. Our Lord said over in John 10, turn with me over there to John chapter 10. Verse 14. He said, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. Must. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. He said, I'm the one who must do it all. Verse 27, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Never, never. What do we say to that? What's our response to that? Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures feed us, for our use thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. Make straight the way of the Lord. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting. That means whatever it is that we are, do with it whatever needs to be done. And conform us to the image of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, we are thine. Do thou befriend us. Be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin. Defend us. Reel us back in every time we go astray. The way that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, secured for us when he gave his life to put away our sin. If he leads us in that way, we will be led. Lord, if you do it, it'll be done. If he leads us, we will be led in the way everlasting. So, may every soul here, I want every soul here. I want the young people here to realize and say, Lord, you are the way. I want the young people here. I want us old people here to say it too, but I want the young people here to say, Lord, you are the way. You are the way. I want us to sincerely say, lead us to you. Lead us to you. If you do, we'll find life. Life more abundant. All right, Brother Eddie, you come.